you smell what the zone is cooking? It's time for the Jim's Razorback Pizza Report.
Tell you what, early in 2013, I'm going to have to spend a lot of time talking about Jim's Razorback Pizza's salads because old Chubbs McKenzie over here needs to drop a couple of pounds, and they can help you with that, too. Their wings are baked, so you shouldn't feel bad eating them.
Most of them are fried,
so you should go baked wings with a salad. It's good for you. It's like protein and veggies all together. But I tell you, I cannot feel guilty eating that veggie pizza. It's so light. Matt is kind of the pitch man for Jim's Razorback Pizza sandwiches. The chicken bacon ranch. Pretty good sandwich, huh?
They're awesome. Mm-hmm. Don't sleep on those.
Tonight, Razorbacks taking on a 10... How would I sleep on a sandwich? That's weird.
It's a pillow, like a pillow.
That's actually not a bad idea. Mm-hmm. Smells nice. Tonight, the Razorbacks taking on an outmatched Tennessee Martin team, or at least we hope so. This is also Mike Anderson's third year, something that Evan Demerle has looked into a little bit as well, and he joins us now on the Sticky's Rock and Roll Chicken Shack hotline.
Hello, guys.
Buenos dias. How are you?
Hey, man. Can I go ahead and just mention one thing about boxing and this game?
You can do anything you want.
So tonight, the main sense of the star player for Tennessee Martin will be a guy named Miles Taylor, who was a star center at Hall High before Bobby Portis. And this kid is like 6 foot seven, 250 pounds. He's just a manimal.
Mm-hmm.
And he just tore people up when he played for Hall. And he's a really good player, in their league over there. But I was talking to his coach over there at Hall, and turns out, you know, at that size, you'd think he would have been a football player as well. Didn't play football in high school, and he might play a little bit in junior high and middle school. But really what his thing was in junior high was boxing.
Hmm.
He was, silver gloves, a boxer.
I was going to call him soft because he didn't want to play football, but apparently that would be a terrible choice on my part.
Mm-hmm. Right, no, not soft at all.
Hmm.
Devoted to boxing.
Well, that's interesting. Well, he'll be trying to thwart the Hogs' chances of going undefeated the rest of the way in non-conference play, which is a key for Arkansas getting to the postseason. I know you have spent some time recently, and there was a story posted on SportingLifeArkansas.com regarding Coach A's run and his third year being somewhat magical. So talk to me about his previous success in this pivotal third year.
Yeah, I mean, in his first 2 years in Missouri, they did not do so well. I mean, they in his first year in Missouri, they started out 9-0, but after that, I guess rest of 2006-07 season and then the 2007-2008 season, they had a 25-28 record. There's a lot of stuff going on off the court, players getting involved in fights and suspensions, and their leading rebounder was like kicked off the team. And so heading into his third year at Missouri, no one expected them to do what they end up doing, which is make the Elite Eight and win over 30 games. I think they were chosen. Yeah, they were chosen as to finish seventh among the Big 12 teams heading to this third season. So that's not too far away from Arkansas this year is being chosen to finish in the SEC, so seventh, eighth. What happened is just kind of interesting. I was reading some of the press clips heading into that season, and it's just like very similar to what you're reading going into this season. Mike's talking about his team back in 2008 in Missouri. He says, we're more athletic and a lot deeper. There are more options now. We got a few more guys that can knock shots down. I think we've got some athletic guys that can make athletic plays in terms of blocking shots and rebounding. We've got more instinctive players. I mean, back then it was guys like Leo Lyons and Damari Carroll. And now you have guys like, Qualls and
mm-hmm.
Landis Harris and Bobby Portis stepping in and serving those same roles.
Evan Demerle joining us on the Sticky's Rock and Roll Chicken Shack Hotline. Again, Arkansas taking on Tennessee Martin tonight. We were just talking about Miles Taylor and Mike Anderson's third year. And, we've been talking to Ernie Murray a little bit about this the last couple of weeks, too. My position is, love to see him make the tournament this year. I felt like that was an absolute must this year. But now I've sort of twisted my thought on that a little bit, and I made a deal with Ernie Murray, which has no bearing on anything whatsoever, and I said, okay, fine, if they don't make the tournament this year, next year you got to go to, the Sweet 16.
Yeah. And
certainly they are taking strides in the right direction, though. There are some good pieces coming together for this club.
No doubt. No doubt. I mean, the most impressive thing to me is their offensive efficiency. Guys like Ty Madden are just shooting unbelievable. 50% plus from three-point range, 55% plus field goal. Michael Qualls, too, highly efficient player this year, free throw line, three-point, and field goals. And what it all adds up to is this is the most efficient, explosive Arkansas offense that Arkansas has had since that 94-95 team that went all the way to the championship game. And I know a lot of this is, you think, okay, well, it's happening at home. And some of it's happening against Cupcakes, although they have played some good teams. I think there is a little bit of positive when you look at how they played against a team that could very well end up in the Elite Eight or Sweet 16 in Gonzaga when they were on neutral court. There's only 2,000 people there. I mean, they're not getting that inspiration from the crowd like they would at Bud Walton. But Gonzaga came out just killing them with three-pointers in that second half. And you can very well see that happening maybe against the Florida here or against the Kentucky here. But instead of folding like they have in the past, they fought back very hard in the last 8 minutes. And they made it a respectable game at the end. They forced Gonzaga to bring their starters back out. And I thought that maybe is the most important 2-minute stretch so far in this season, is how they responded to Gonzaga just shooting lights out mm-hmm. in the beginning of that second half.
So what do you think? You look around the league, you know the RPI challenges with Arkansas, and there's somewhat of an inability there to raise the bar much in that regard, because you're only going to get a few chances to play against quality teams. What do you see for this team? Do you anticipate a chance to get in the NCAA tournament? I know there was one of the prognosticators, certainly very early, but he had Arkansas making the field.
Yeah, I mean, I certainly think you got to – what are they right now? Are they
7-2?
About to be 7-2. It's about to be 8-2. And then they have two more non-conference before conference?
Maybe three. You've got three. South Alabama. You've got Texas, San Antonio. You have maybe one more than that. I have to look through here. Let's see. High Point, yes. So they have three more after this.
You can expect them to win maybe like 7-8 games at home. And then that puts them up to around 18-19 wins. All they have to do is start being more respectable on the road. Like, a breakthrough for this team would be winning 3 games on the road this year. 4 games would be, great.
Right. Well,
and that puts them right there at 21-22 wins. And depending on who they beat, that they're certainly right there in the conversation.
Yeah, and I've talked about this before, but, I would love to see the Auburn game be at Auburn. That's a game where you will be heavily favored against a bad team, and it would help you to get a road win there. But instead, you're getting them one time, and you're getting them in Fayetteville, unfortunately. So, again, there are some games. You get Kentucky a home and home. You've got Florida, I guess, in Fayetteville for sure, right? Do they play them twice or just once?
I don't have the schedule in front of me.
No, they just once with them. You play Missouri, I want to say, just once this year as well.
Really?
No, they do play them twice. It's a home and home deal, too.
They should always play them twice.
Yeah, it'd be nice to get Florida twice. I mean, that's, again, if you lose twice, certainly that doesn't help, but man, it certainly would help to get a couple of good quality RPI wins. And it was nice to see them get a victory, too, I guess, against Memphis, was it 2 days ago?
Florida?
Florida, yeah.
That was a good victory for them.
So you're saying right now today, yes or no, they make the postseason?
Oh, for sure they make the postseason. The question is it NIT or NCAA?
Okay, go ahead.
I think it's a trade-off, because even if they go make NCAA but they only play in one game, you get so much benefit from that exposure, recruiting, et cetera. But for this team, for this young team to develop, you can make an argument that a deep run in NIT would actually serve them better for next year, when you expect them to do the most damage.
Yeah, maybe so. But from a perception standpoint, though, even if you get bounced in the first round of the tournament, I think it means so much more to most people.
Right.
So. Well, Evan, good stuff. Check it out, sportinglifearkansas.com. And, again, it's a story about Mike Anderson's year 3 magic, and hopefully he can create some this year as well.
And can I mention one more thing about the story?
Yes, please.
We got a little poll going on, Sporting Life Arkansas, and we just asked the reader how far they think the Razorbacks will make it in the postseason this year. And by far the majority, 44%, believe second round of the NCAAs.
Okay.
I'll take it.
I would definitely be happy with that.
Yeah.
Evan, I appreciate it. We probably won't visit with you, but have a Merry Christmas and a Happy Holidays, and we will visit with you again soon.
Definitely. You too, man. Thanks. Take care.
Take care, Brett.